Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our early September podcast, number 95, episode 95. But the title, Labor Day Vegas Mayhem. Uh-oh, something has to change in Vegas quickly, or it could be a disaster. Yet at the same time, in other places around the country, people enjoy casinos. We get a trip report from Keno Nick. He's a gentleman that would call us from Atlantic City every summer. He was certainly every summer consistently. Nick and his wife would be in AC, and Nick and his wife both love Keno slot machines. I mean, that's their passion, and they've won some big money doing it. Maybe that's the attraction. But Nick was in Western Maryland at Rocky Gap Casino Resort, which resides in Rocky Gap State Park. And I agree, and my wife Janie and my partner agrees, my partner on the podcast agrees, that Rocky Gap Casino Resort is hard to imagine any casino venue in the entire country that's more scenic and serene and attractive. And you couple that with an indoor swimming pool that has a roof that opens, and also 300 yards away is a white sand beach in a man-made lake that is clear. Goodness gracious. Also stocked with fish. And they also rent canoes and other paddle boards, etc., if you enjoy that. It's a fantastic place. And at a Jack Nicklaus golf course. Wow. Outside of the hotel at the resort, and of course the hotel is connected to the casino, is a beautiful, beautiful patio. And think of maybe putting 10 to 15 patios that you'd have in a home, outside your home, together. And the patios have several fire pits and also a small outdoor bar, so you can get, you know, bar service while you're enjoying the lake and the stars above in the evening and the fire pits. I'm telling you, it's just fantastic. And it's very reasonably priced. And, of course, it's owned by Golden Entertainment, and they know what they're doing. They're the ones that renovated and remodeled the Strat, formerly the Stratosphere in Las Vegas. And that's the company that bought properties all around the Strat and cleaned them up. This certainly changed the dynamic of the northern end of the Strip. But Golden Entertainment, one of their jewels outside of Vegas, is certainly Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Flintstone, Maryland. Well, let's get right to Nick. Here's his call.
Hey, this is Keno Nick from Connorsville. Just calling from the beautiful, beautiful Rocky Gap Resort. Me and my wife usually go to Atlantic City every June, but with COVID-19 this year, that was impossible because everything was closed. So we decided for just a quick getaway over Labor Day, and we came here to Rocky Gap Resort in Flint, Maryland, just outside of Cumberland. And me and her both love to play Keno, and right now, after two nights of Keno, we're up over $415, so we're ahead. We're having a great time. The room is a view of the mountains and the gorgeous lake. That's where I'm sitting out right now by the lake. This place is unbelievably gorgeous. If you ever get a chance to visit, please, please do so. It has a really nice casino, some nice restaurants, beautiful golf course, which is my next goal, to come down here and play. So hope everybody's having a great summer, or had a great summer, and continue to play. Every day is Saturday.
Hey, and we love that Nick made reference to our tagline, too. Appreciate it. And everything he's saying there about Rocky Gap Casino Resort, I mean, if you live in the eastern part of the country and you're not that far from Western Maryland, you've got to check this place out. I mean, it's just drop-dead gorgeous. Gorgeous. Hey, before we talk about what happened in Las Vegas over Labor Day, it's a serious topic. We're going to come back to that later in the show. I want to talk about something new. We're going to take a short break and come back, and it's called Adventure Betting in Roulette. Wait till you hear about this one, and you might be inclined to try it yourself, or maybe not. Okay, short break, and we'll be right back. Well, what several dealers are calling adventure betting in roulette play, and it is becoming more common. It's an adventure because you have to bet so fast. You know, they don't wait too long between spins. It's the same old thing. The more spins per hour, you know, the more it is likely that the casino will make more money, right? That's how it works. But what you try to do with adventure betting is flip the odds so that they're working for you, because roulette really does have a pretty high house edge. And I would also suggest that if you want to give this a try, start with a dollar machine, and they often have like arena betting where there's actually a roulette wheel, but you're at a where you can use a dollar a number. Let's first talk about roulette wheels before we give you a specific definition of adventure betting in roulette play. There's 36 numbers. Just check out a picture of the felt associated with the roulette wheel. And there's 1 0, and sometimes, maybe the majority of the time, there's 2 0s. One's a zero, one's a double zero. And unfortunately, some people in Las Vegas are trying to stick in 3 0s, a triple zero. So if there's 1 0, then there's really 37 numbers. If there's 2, there's really 38. If there's 3, I'm saying stay away. But if there's no option to stay away, then there's 39, you know, 36 and 3. But the reason it's called adventure betting is it's the difficulty that you have making this bet in the small time limit that you have before the next spin. And, you know, if you're by yourself, yeah, that's not a problem. But that's not how it works generally. You know, roulette's very popular. And there could be, you know, 3-4 people there also. And so, you know, you place your own bets when you bet numbers, you know. And you really have to hustle because you actually bet 30 numbers. That's right, you bet 30 numbers. So let's go to a $10 table. You would have to spend $300, but you have 30 ways to win. And what? How many ways to lose? Just 7, 8, or 9, depending on how many zero numbers there are. So 30 ways to win, let's say, and for in most instances, 7 ways to lose. Well, the odds are flipping your favor, but you're risking a ton of money, $300, because what you would win on a $10 bet on a number is $350. So you would win $50, but you're betting $300 to win it. Now let's up that bet, and let's buy place, you know, we're going to put $20 on 30 numbers. We're spending $600. And if you had a $20 bet on a winning number, you'd win $700. So at a $20, 30 numbers at $20, one of them hits, you get $700. Now remember, you flip the odds because you have 30 ways to win. And again, you have 7, 8, or 9 ways to lose. But let's push it up with $50 bet. You're going to buy 30, and that would be $1,500. And a $50 bet on a winning number would be $1,750. So there you're winning $250, but you have to risk $1,500 to do it. And that's why I said at the opening of our segment that, you know, if you wanted to bet $30 on one of those roulette slot machines, you know, like Arena kind of thing, you would win $35 if you got a hit. So you'd bet $30 to win $5. And when I thought about that, I mean, that's not unlike, I mean, yeah, I agree, the odds are in your favor, but you're still risking $30. You know, 2 losses and you're, you know, you're going to be a little angry. But and I guess it's kind of a thing where, you know, you're only going to do it a couple times anyway. But my point is, if you lay numbers in craps, and for those people who are listening and aren't craps players, that's when you're betting that this particular number will not come up before a 7. So if a 7 comes up, let's say you lay the 4, if a 7 comes up before somebody rolls a 4, you'll win. But you have to bet more to win less. And the example would be it's 1 to 2 on the 4 and 10. So you could have to bet $200 to win $100. So you're risking $200. So I was at the table a couple weeks ago at the Meadows, and I was on a hot roll. And this is my rule, never fight a streak. And I saw one gentleman, you know, there's only six people at a table now, so you get a pretty good look at everybody who's there. He was on my end, but he was, I was right next to the stick man, and he was two spots over, you know. And I had made three numbers, and I had a lot of rolls in between. And I felt like, man, I got a good shoot going here. And I did, you know, I won over $800. But the point I'm making is, well, I rolled a number, and it was a four. He didn't do anything on the come-out roll. And so the point was a four. And he said, I'll lay the four for $400. So, you know, I'm looking at him, and he'll win $200 if I roll a seven before that I make that four. And I just felt good. I mean, I felt, you know, sometimes you just get this inclination that, you know, you're unstoppable when you get on a good roll in craps. I mean, even though you're not, that's just how you feel. And that's how I felt. And I swear, you know, the next roll was a 3-1. And I didn't have a lot of money. I had a $15 line bet and $15 behind it, and I paid 2-1, so that $15 behind it, you know, won me $30, but and I won $15 on my dump pass, or my pass line, excuse me, bet. But he laid the four for $400. He lost it, and he smacked the table, bang, with both hands, and walked away, you know? And the dealers at the table started laughing, and they said, well, that's pretty tame for him. Usually he throws in profanity, too. But that's what you're doing with this adventure betting. You're betting more money to win a little, right? And so it's really up to you, but the adventure comes in trying to, you know, put your bets on 30 numbers in the short time that you have. You know, and what numbers do you pick? You pick any 30 you want. You know, it doesn't matter. But you only bet 30. But you have to bet 30 to make this thing pay at all, right? So remember, numbers pay 35-1. So that's the difference. And, you know, you want to risk $600? I'm not so sure about that. But it's a lot of fun. Adventure betting in roulette. Okay, we'll be right back. So everybody, I think, knows that there's dealer schools, and these dealer schools primarily are in Las Vegas, although some community colleges around the country that also has in their state and area casinos, they may offer something called a dealer school or dealer courses. And these are usually 6 to 8 week courses. And, you know, that's an occupation where students have to demonstrate, you know, their skills in front of the people that are going to hire them. And right here in western Pennsylvania, in near the county seat of Westmoreland County, Greensburg, there's a mall, and in that mall is a new dealer school because, well, let me tell you about the school. It's really designed to produce employees for the casino, which is under construction at the same mall. And there's 8 blackjack tables, and they can also change those tables into Texas Hold'em, Let It Ride, and, you know, all the table games. There's a roulette wheel, craps table, and they're going to admit 120 students. And of those 120, they expect somewhere between 60 and 70 to be hired at Live Casino Pittsburgh. And that's being built in that mall at a former Bonton space, and it's a $150 million casino. It's owned by the Cordish Companies in Maryland, and believe it or not, it's expected to open before Thanksgiving. This new casino will have space for 750 slot machines and 30 table games, you know, along with dining and entertainment options and all that. So why do I bring it up? Well, every casino school, dealer school, would certainly have a curriculum. But in speaking with my own grandson, who's working on the strip as a dealer in Las Vegas, and, you know, talking to him about dealer schools, and also reading over the curriculum at this particular one here in Westmoreland County in western Pennsylvania, it might surprise you to learn that they believe that almost everybody who goes to a dealer school knows how to deal the games, the table games. You know, they'll learn how to run a roulette wheel. You know, they'll learn how to deal blackjack. They'll learn how to deal, you know, three-card poker, Mississippi stud, you name it. And it's really not just about your ability to deal the games. Maybe even more importantly is you need to see yourself as an entertainer, because one of the things that casino managers are looking for is the ability to entertain those at the table. Why? So they stay at the tables. So it's the ability that you have as a dealer to hold people at your table, even when they're losing, because they're having a good time. They're enjoying themselves. You know, if it's just about winning, let's face it, most dealers would be struggling because more people lose than win. But it's being an entertaining, pleasant, outgoing type of personality, you know, a people person that is, you know, most effective in a casino environment. And of course you have to have the knowledge of the games, but there's also something else to consider, that most casinos, and particularly these ones with, you know, several casinos throughout the country, they train you their way. Even though you came out of school, you know, you might have a certificate or a 5 or 6 week course behind you, they're still going to train you. I've been to many tables in my travels around the country where dealers at a craps table or at a three-card poker table had intern or trainee on their shirt, you know, on their card that they were wearing around their neck, to identify themselves as somebody who's being trained. And although they were operating the game with the help of a more veteran dealer, they were also in training. But that entertainment factor, that ability to hold people and stay at the table, if you're entertaining in your own mind, maybe you ought to get into this dealer training, because there seems to be more and more opportunities because there's more and more casinos. You know, here again, right here in Western Pennsylvania, we're talking about a small casino that's going to hire 50 to 60 dealers. Then it's not just about learning the games. You know, at first glance, you might think that's what it's all about, but it's not just about learning the games. It's learning how to keep people, entertain people at the table, to engage these people so that they want to play even if they are losing. Just, I thought, something to remind us that dealers who are short-tempered, gruff, etc., you know what? That doesn't go. That doesn't go. Okay, let's move on to our next topic. Well, after three gongs, somebody must be arriving. Some emperor or something, you know. I can just picture some Chinese dynasty and somebody enters, right? Center stage. But it's just me. This is Coach Fab. And I just sort of enjoy putting these sounds out there. It was our wedding anniversary on Labor Day. And then we embraced the idea of buying a new car. And I had a Lincoln Navigator, long one, and it was very, very comfortable. But it was big, and it doesn't fit into parking garages very often, unless there's 6'6", 6'5", entrance. And it's just like driving a tall truck. You can't take them in a lot of parking garages. And my wife had a little Lincoln, an MKC. And so we settled on one of these new Aviators. And the reason I was reminding myself about the sound thing is because the sounds in the Lincoln Aviators 2020 were created by the Detroit Symphony. So, believe me, there's some very unusual sounds instead of just the usual digital sound you associate with the beeps and so on. Quite different in the new Aviator. So even if you don't buy one, see if you can get in one time. Just listen to all the different sounds that I think there's 24 different sounds that they created for whatever, you know, whatever you're doing in the car. It's kind of cute. But I'm going to be talking now about something that I consider to be very, very serious, and it certainly can change Las Vegas. It could destroy Las Vegas. And that's what happened over the Labor Day weekend this year. just a few days ago. Even though it's already early September, the Las Vegas police are presently investigating Labor Day weekend fighting took place on the strip inside hotels in downtown on Fremont. And it's dangerous. There were some violent ones, and these were even caught on camera on the Las Vegas Strip and cameras downtown. In fact, I don't know if you enjoy watching things like that, but those incidents that you can see on social media videos, it makes you wonder. The question that's being asked is, if the hotels with cheaper room rates during the pandemic are attracting just the wrong kind of visitors. I mean, you know, most of us, we don't want to drive or fly to Las Vegas, you know, if we're not natives, and then have to worry about somebody, you know, popping us in the head while we're walking down the street. And, you know, Labor Day was jammed with California people, and it was bigger crowds there that, you know, than most people expected. And I know this kind of behavior is not new, but the problem is we live in a polarized nation right now. And so you have people, you know, from both sides walking the fence, and they run into each other and words are said and then fights break out. There was even fighting in the high-end Encore hotel, you know, fighting in a casino, fighting in corridors and hallways. And, you know, we just can't have that. Police have issued very stern warnings about illegal party promoters, you know, where somebody rents a room and then they sell tickets, or if we're not selling tickets, they invite people who are not hotel guests. And the property takes all kinds of issues, and, you know, rooms are damaged, and there's people that are upset, and sometimes it's even fisticuffs or worse. So there's going to be some changes made. You know, a calm holiday weekend, a weekend getaway, should never end up the way it did. Wynn Las Vegas and Encore, they say that their guest experience standards is what they're known for, and they're definitely going to change their security procedures. And let's face it, there's going to be more and more security. You know, we're talking about uniformed Metro police officers, and I don't know where it's going, and you know, I'm honestly saying I think it's a spillover from all the things that are going on in our country. But I didn't think Las Vegas would be, you know, so touched by them. Very disappointed about what's happened in Labor Day. And I hope the casino management and the general community of people who enjoy casinos and the police department, you know, they work together and get this resolved. You know, what's going to happen, I don't know. But no one's going to want to go to Las Vegas if they're putting their own lives and livelihood, their physical well-being in jeopardy just by trying to go to Vegas and have a good time. It's just such a sad, sad situation. I wanted you to hear from the police themselves, and here's their spokesperson. Hang in there with me, and this is to learn.
Spencer with the Downtown Area Command. This past weekend, there were several numerous violent events along our tourist corridor. This violence will not be tolerated. We understand that our neighboring states all have COVID restrictions, and their residents are looking for places to go and be entertained and get out. However, we cannot tolerate the violence. This past weekend alone in Downtown Area Command, we arrested 28 people and wrote over 27 citations, and that was just Friday alone. For those people that are coming here to have fun and take part in the festivities and the entertainment here, we welcome you. Please come and have fun. For those of you that are coming here to prey on the tourists or the residents of this community, it will not be tolerated. If you saw something, please say something. Detectives will actively investigate any crimes that occurred on the Strip or anywhere in Las Vegas for that matter. However, if you saw something, please say something. And if you are a witness, please come forward as well. Detectives are actively looking for victims of these crimes over the past weekend.
So I'm sure you're as upset as I am about these things. And I want to tell you that the policeman that you heard, the policewoman that you heard speaking, was on 13 Action News Crime Reports, KTNV Las Vegas, Channel 13. But it's all over the papers and it's all over social media. So let's hope that, you know, as we pursue life, liberty, and happiness, that we do it in a way that's enjoyable to not just ourselves, but to others around us. And let's get back to caring about one another and embracing the fact that we're all Americans and we want a better life for all. And so with that being said, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. And remember, here at Casinos USA, every day is Saturday.